Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial-free, from my super-secret bat cave. Folks, we're back and back in the middle of greatness, and tonight is the night as I am recording. We are about 5.5 hours away from the Royal Rumble. I'm so stoked, super geeked about it. We are going to be talking about some more entries that are going into the Rumble tonight. And so that's going to be the main part of the show. But I am going to rebrand the introduction because, you say introduction, it's kind of boring. So I'm labeling the opening segment the good, the bad, the ugly, and the huh. So let's get going with that. So there's that. We got the main event. We got some thank yous in long form. That is the show. So the good coming out of this week is, of course, the news that Netflix has signed a $5 billion, with a B, a $5 billion deal with WWE to broadcast Raw starting in 2025, which is, I mean, it's insane. A lot of people thought, myself included, that WWE's going to go to a streaming, situation, streaming format. We all were thinking it might be Warner Brothers, Discovery, but Netflix jumped in. Now, here's how the deal is structured. It's $500 million per year for 10 years. Now, after 5 years, Netflix can pull the deal. And, or they could re-up, the deal for another, I believe it's another 10 years. So, coming up in 2030, we could see either, a re-up, or we could see WWE going to another, streaming service. So, lot to take in on that, but there's that. Also wanted to mention that it just feels like I don't know. It just feels really weird because you want to talk about being scattered to the winds. I mean, Raw is going to be on Netflix. NXT is going to be on the CW network. And SmackDown is going to be on USA. So, I mean, that is all over the map. I do feel bad for my friends overseas, because it's kind of a mixed bag. You're going to get Raw, NXT, and SmackDown all on Netflix. That's the good news. The bad news is the WWE network is going to be shut down in your part of the world. So you're not going to, at least for now, you're not going to be able to get, all the amazing content that you've been getting through the WWE network. I don't know if Netflix is going to have all that content there. I don't know how that would work. But, and look, they do not support the show. They do not, they do not support the show, but, And I'm not saying this, you know, any jest or whatever, but I say go to NordVPN. Go to NordVPN, and in theory, you could get Peacock in your part of the world, and maybe you'd already get Peacock. I don't know how that all works, but we'll cross that bridge when we do. Now, here's the interesting bit. The current deal with USA runs out in October. And understandably, USA, NBC, Universal saying, no, we're not going to re-up. We're not going to give you a bridge, you know, between October and the end of the year. We're not going to do it. Understandable. So what is WWE going to do for, you know, that 3 months? Well, I would say, you know, probably take it to, you know, I would say either WWE.com or take it on, well, so three places, WWE.com, YouTube, or Peacock / the WWE Network. Now, here's the only problem with taking it to Peacock is, well, Peacock is an NBC Universal entity, so, you know, it's like, well, you know, we won't have you on, you know, a standalone network, but hey, gosh darn it, come to the streaming service for 3 months. I don't know how they're going to, you know, pull this off, but I think WWE at this point can make this work. But we'll see what happens. So that's the good that happened this week. The bad, well, this is a bit off the board, but Barbie. All right, Barbie made well over $1 billion, has, I believe, 8 Oscar nominations. Very, very, very just well-timed movie. Had a good message, good social message, you know, all that. Problem is that its director and Margot Robbie were left out of the nominations. And that caused a bit of a brouhaha this week. Now, I don't know how everything all works. Apparently, the nominations are voted on by their peers, and then those nominations go to the entire Academy for their consideration. And so, I guess that's roughly how that works. You know, I don't know how they would do this, but, you know, if they have, you know, they have best actor, best actress, best supporting actor, best supporting actress already, I hate to split the directorial award, but I think we need to have best, you know, male director, best female director, and we just kind of call it good. Now, as far as Margot Robbie is concerned, are you kidding me? You are leaving out Margot Robbie? Why? I don't want to understand that one. I mean, like her as an actress, I mean, it's Margot Robbie, good Lord, but man, I don't understand why you're leaving her out. I don't get that. But as the French say, and I will not do the accent because I won't, but it's like the French say, c'est la vie, such is life. And so, yeah, we'll see what happens. So that's the bad, the ugly. Vince McMahon, he last night resigned from both TKO and from WWE because of his ongoing scandals. Now, this is a family show, so I'm not going to go into all the nitty-gritty details. If you want just the whole shebang, you can go anywhere, you know, online, but suffice it to say, if even half of the stuff that he's being accused of is true, I mean, that is ick. That is ick. And he should have been fired. Now, Vince was smart. He said, no, I am structuring my deal so that you cannot fire me. I can resign, but you can't fire me. Okay, well, so I guess that was smart on his part, but Vince has said, look, I'm going to fight this. These are false allegations, you know, made up. And I'm like, okay, Vince, yes, you have your side of the story, but most people are listening to this and they're thinking, yeah, this all tracks. I don't know. I don't know Vince personally. I've never met the guy. I don't know. I mean, I've never met the guy. The closest that I've been to him is, you know, when I've gone to a show and I'm up in the nosebleed section, and so between there and backstage, I mean, I can't even eyeball that distance, but basically that's the closest I've gotten to Vince McMahon in my life. So I don't know the guy, but I will say this. If half of the stuff is true, that is garbage. That's absolute garbage. And they need to basically say, no, we're not letting you back in. We know who you are. We know what you've built, but we're not letting you back in. Now, the other issue or couple of situations that you know are coming up because of this is, well, what's going to happen with Stephanie McMahon, and what's going to happen with Brock Lesnar? Well, let's go with Stephanie first. A lot of people are like, well, she's a McMahon, so, I mean, should we let her back in? And what does that mean? And I'm thinking, I dare say that Stephanie had no idea, or at least was not party to just all the really ick things that Vince has been accused of doing over the years. So I don't see any problem having Stephanie there. Would it be a bit of a distraction? Maybe. But I wouldn't have a problem with like Stephanie. I think she is a strong, intelligent, business, you know, minded woman who has done amazing things. You know, so I'd have no problem with Stephanie. Zero problems. I don't understand. Okay, I do not understand that there are, you know, a number of situations I guess could have come out, but Stephanie has never been accused of anything, to my knowledge. So, yes, have her be a part of WWE if she wants to be. And the other person that's been talked about with this whole thing is Brock Lesnar. And he is one of the people that is being accused of doing stuff. Let's just say doing stuff. And so he has been pulled from the Royal Rumble tonight because of, you know, the ongoing investigations, you know, stuff like that. Interestingly enough, Slim Jim, who was set to sponsor the show tonight, has pulled out, or at least has paused their sponsorship of WWE, rightly so. So, unless they can lean on another sponsor, which I don't know if they can tonight, but the opening, and whoever does the, and now it's time for the Royal Rumble, or and now it's time for WrestleMania, whoever does the voiceover, God bless you, sir. I think you're flat out awesome, but I don't see WWE, having the Royal Rumble being sponsored tonight. I just don't. So we'll see what happens with that. So, that's the ugly and the huh. This is way off the board. A little bit of levity from talking about all the Vince stuff, but I was watching one of my favorite music groups the Bee Gees, right? Love Bee Gees. And so I watched Night Fever, the video. And if you go on to YouTube and just type in Night Fever, and you see the thumbnail, you see Robin, you see Morris, and you see Barry, but Barry is clean shaven. It is freaky AF. I'm like, I kind of had a squint. I'm like, is that Barry? What? I don't understand. Oh, what is going on? And yeah, he was clean shaven. I kind of looked. I didn't really poke too much, but I kind of looked, and apparently, this was, 78, 79, and he thought, well, maybe I do, like, a solo project or something, I guess that Barry, later years said, I shouldn't have shaved. Shouldn't have shaved my beard off. It was cool, but it was just kind of like, okay, that's a little weird. So that's just a little bit of levity from all the Vince stuff. So that's the good, the bad, the ugly, and the huh for this week. Now, we get into the main event, and as promised, in this week's main event, we're going to go back over the Royal Rumble, and see if things have gotten added. So, yep, four matches, and what I think is really interesting is Sean Ross Sapp on Fightful Select basically echoed what I said about, the length of the pay-per-view. And it wasn't verbatim, but, he was saying, kind of like I said last week, women's match, that's an hour. The men's match, that's an hour, so there's 2 hours right there. And then, you have the Fatal 4-Way and the United States Championship match, those are 30 minutes apiece. So, yeah, 3 hours. I mean, it's nice, crisp 3 hours, in, out, boom, and we're good. So I was like, oh, okay, yeah. So we're all kind of thinking on the same page. I'm glad that they only have 4 matches because, I mean, could they have had a tag match? Sure. Absolutely. Could have had one. But there would have been no build for, for that. Walter, I know it's Gunther, but I'm always going to call him Walter. Walter is in the Rumble, so he's not pulling the double duty. Seth freaking Rollins, a.k.a. Colby, is dealing with a partially torn MCL and meniscus. He's out for at least a month, maybe. I think they said, for grade 2 tear, you're out for, I think it was like 6 to 8 weeks, we'll see what happens with that. And so I thought that was really cool that, we're all kind of thinking the same thing, like, 4 matches, 3 hours, in, out, boom, it's all good. Right. The men's Royal Rumble match, 17 out of the 30 entrants have been announced, so they added a whole bunch more since last week. So I'm going to go over the updated list real quick. Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, Shinsuke Nakamura, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Gunther, Walter, Chad Gable, Otis, Kira Tozawa, Kofi Kingston, Damian Priest, Santos Escobar, R-Truth, Carlito, Grayson Waller, Austin Theory, Jimmy Uso. One, two, three, four, five, six. So six SmackDown and 11 Raw. So I don't know. I don't know how that's all gonna, shake out. There are some question marks that have come up this week. What about, what about Big E? What about Edge? What about Kazuchika Okada? What about MJF? Okay, well, let's just go through those four, very quickly, right? Well, let's start off with the one that everybody is just falling over themselves on, and that is Kazuchika Okada. He just finished up with New Japan, at least for now. I think he's still got a couple of days left next month. To do, but for all intents and purposes, he's not. Okada did show up to TNA, Impact, the other night. Apologize, I don't know where they were, right off the top of my head, but I really, thought, okay, Well, you know, what's going to happen, you know, you know, with that, like you said last week, unless WWE can go to New Japan and say, look, we will pay the last few days of his contract so that we're all square, Okada's not going to be in the Rumble tonight. And most people are still sticking to this idea of he's going to go to AEW. For any number of reasons that we talked about last week, don't need to necessarily go through those reasons again, but if Okada does show up, I mean, that would be a big shock. I would be like, oh my gosh, what just happened? Edge, you know, Adam Copeland, he's not going to show up. I'll have to read this again. But there was a article that I came across about the attendance at AEW shows that, I mean, they are just anemic. Like, let's just say average, and this is an average, I could be wrong, but let's just, you know, nice even round number, 12,000 seat arenas, and they're only filling 4,000 seats. That's not good, and it's what I was raving was going. I told y'all, I said, if Edge does go to AEW, he's not going to have a big platform. I mean, he's going to have maybe 3,000 or 4,000 at best. He's not going to, I mean, yeah, maybe he'll get, you know, a ton of money from this thing, but he won't have a big platform. He might get well paid, but he doesn't really have any structure, any storyline structure. He doesn't have any ready-made feuds. And if Sting is going to be retiring, I believe it's in March or April, you know, in Greensboro, North Carolina. No, Edge, Adam Copeland just doesn't have anybody to really, you know, tangle with. And so they've been doing all these, you know, open challenges with him. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this was a mistake. And I'd say, look, there were any number of factors. And maybe it did come down to, you know, Edge saying, you know what, I wanted to be full-time. I wanted to be loyal. You couldn't keep me full-time. I'm gone. Now, and just hit me that I didn't watch the Busted Open interview like I had hoped to this week. I will. I promise you I will watch it at some point this week to get more context. But I was like, yeah, Adam, I could have told you. I did tell you. You weren't going to have a good time in AEW. Maybe yes. But, I mean, he doesn't have a big platform. He doesn't have the ratings. He might get paid, you know, really well. But he doesn't really have any structure. So, could he get out of this? Could he get out of this deal? Yes. But I think that Tony Khan's going to do to Adam Copeland same thing he did with William Regal, saying, okay, we'll let you out of your contract, but you're not on television for a whole year, and that's a whole year older. And yes, Adam is in just insane shape, but I don't know. Can you wait a whole year to get back in into the ring? I mean, you know, who knows? Speaking of William Regal, he did show up for the first time in over a year on NXT to pass the torch to Ava, who is, of course, Dwayne Johnson's daughter, be the youngest general manager out there. So, and we'll talk about that more in depth next week. But, so that pretty much covers that. So there's Okada, there's Edge, Big E. I would love to see Big E there. It would be the biggest surprise, best surprise. But I only want to see him if he's like 100%. No. Because, I mean, that neck injury that he sustained, that was scary. And it's not Ridge's fault. It's not Ridge Holland's fault. It just didn't happen, you know. The way they had planned it. So I'd love to see Big E, but I really doubt that he's gonna be there. And then finally, of course, is MJF Maxwell Jacob Friedman. That is a heck no. And like, I have no information, no sources. It's like, you know, MJF on AEW last year, all throughout. Last year, came out and essentially said, you know what, there's going to be a bidding war in 2024. Well, we're like 3 weeks, four weeks into the, new year. I mean, you wouldn't think that he would have gone straight away WWE, but you never know. So if I had to go most likely to least likely, out of those four, I'd say probably Big E, most likely. Adam Copeland, maybe second, most likely. MJF, three, and Okada's four. We'll see what happens. So there's that. All right. The women's match. You got Bayley, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, Maxine Dupri, Ivy Nile, Alba Fire. Just, I know that they changed the name and whatever, but come on, it's Kaylee Ray. Come on. It's Kaylee Ray. But Alba Fire, Shotzi, Zelina Vega, and Minjin, a.k.a. Mia Yim. So that is that. Right. Very quickly, because I mentioned that I was going to do this. We're going to go through Raw, NXT, and unfortunately did not get a chance to watch SmackDown, Raw, so Colby comes out to address the fans. He was wearing a heavy knee brace. It was just like, I'm, I, Oh my gosh, really? It's like he was barely mobile. But he gives him his prognosis. Walter comes out, and you know, says, you know, hey, I respect you. They shook hands, but he's like, don't make any mistake, I am winning the Rumble and I'm coming for you. So there's that. Now, Imperium versus New Day, it was a very physical match. Both teams have turned up the aggression. This was an awesome post-match. I mean, they were brawling all over the place. Now, you know my stance on street fights. I think they've done those to death. I don't like them. I think it's lazy booking. But if there's ever a match that needs a street fight element, it's Imperium versus New Day. So there's that. Rhea Ripley backstage taking control of Judgment Day is just flat out awesome. Love Rhea Ripley. I think she is, I mean, she is money. She's money. Jay is tad excited talking to the New Day. And Jax, she had a good promo. Becky Lynch comes out, and then Bayley comes out, and it was an alright promo, but anyway, so they had the requisite Royal Rumble by the numbers, and I was kind of like, skip, don't tick off Becky. Ooh, did you see her backstage after that promo? Don't tick off Becky Lynch. Oof. So you got the Dirty Dominic Mysterio versus Miz. Miz seems more focused. Dirty Dom got a huge assist. The Cody Rhodes CM Punk promo was fire. Go out of your way. Just watch it. It was 15 minutes, but it was brilliant. It was amazing. Damian Priest versus Drew McIntyre was back and forth. Truth cost Damian. I'm still confused about Drew McIntyre. I know that he's seen as more of a heelish character, but people are still cheering for this guy. So I don't know if WWE is making the same mistake that they made with Becky. It's like, oh, we guys are on her heel. People were cheering her. So, yeah. Anyway, NXT, of course, like I said, William Regal passes the torch to Ava. Rock has been put on to the board of directors for TKO. So, I don't know. I don't know how that all works. We'll talk about that more in depth next week. Joe Gacy versus Dijak will be fun. Supernova 11 Sessions featured Lola Vice and Electra Lopez. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a, you know, fun program going forward. Well, Electra debuted for SmackDown last night, so yeah, I don't know if they're going to pay off that program. Dragon Lee versus Scripps. Dragon Lee off to a flying start, literally. Scripps storms back. That vertical frog splash from Scripps is just sick. I mean, it was straight up and straight down. I mean, it was sick. Dragon Lee picks up the win. Josh Briggs versus Trick Williams. Say hi, NXT, to the Evolve version of Josh Briggs. I've only seen him just that one time in Evolve with the, you know, with the special. But that's Josh Briggs. That's the Josh Briggs that I'm like, okay, that's Josh Briggs. So big ups to that. Very, very, very physical match. And of course, the women's contract, and that just kind of went the way you'd figure a contract signing would go. So that is your week in WWE. That is your main event for this week. Now, very quickly, two things. One, I'd like to thank everybody that listens to me. 33 countries, very grateful for that. Grateful for your continued support. Also, I'd like to thank everybody good folks who are a Cultaholic for their hard work in helping to break the Vince McMahon story. Also, like to give a shout out to folks over at OneStopWrestling.com for allowing me to be part of their network. And then finally, I'd like to just again, not necessarily advertisements, but you know, more sponsors per se. First, my brother has a podcast. He is in the medical field. If you want to listen to that, it's called The Simulation Operative, and it is really fascinating, learning about, you know, medical simulation and the medical industry, you know, in general. So go listen to The Simulation Operative. Promise you it is a really, really awesome show. And then I have started my own side business. It's called Your Legacy. I go through, I scan photos, scan documents, put them onto both Ancestry.com and FamilySearch.com. I look up names. So if you have any need for family history, if you want to know where you came from, hit me up. Send me an email at rwortham, rwortham, rwortham@hotmail.com, and there is that. Last thing, and I've been kind of, I've been really just kind of hesitating because I'm like, oh, I don't know if I really want to do this because I don't really support what they stand for, or at least the person behind this, which is, you know, who is, of course, Elon Musk. I am considering going back onto Twitter. I don't really want to, but the way I figure is I can separate the two things out. I can have a big platform along with Threads. I'm also on Threads. But I have a bigger platform. You know, so, you know, I'm going to be on Threads, and I'm thinking about being on Twitter. But, you know, I can support myself without supporting the person behind the platform, if that makes sense. So it's kind of where I'm, you know, going, but we'll see what happens. I will let you guys know what I decide. Right. So, that all said, very grateful for y'all. And I will be back next week. I will go watch the Adam Copeland interview on Bust Open. I will be recapping the week that happened this next week with WWE. Also recapping everything that's going on in the Royal Rumble. And so that is the show. Again, grateful for everybody. And just like the Beatles sang all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys next week.